Hello, tile friends. Welcome back to another episode of Tile Money, the podcast where we discuss the business of being a tile contractor. My name is Luke Miller, a tile contractor myself here in the state of California, and I've started this podcast with the sole intention of assisting you, encouraging you, giving you new ideas, new techniques, and tools to run better, stronger, profitable tile installation businesses. It is my sincere hope that this is helping you. And I know it's helping a lot of you because you're letting me know on social media. So keep it up. I love the interaction. Tile Money is brought to you by the National Tile Contractors Association. This episode is sponsored by Lady Crete International. Now today I have a special episode. This is an interview I was able to do at Coverings earlier this year. And I was able to interview a hero of mine, another hero, I should say. And this is John Bridge. And I wanted to talk to him about who he was. And so we just had a chat. And it was a really good discussion. And I was really happy to get to know him as a person because he's affected my life for the positive. His forms, the John Bridge forms, Tile Your World, changed my life, gave me hope, gave me inspiration, and certainly taught me a lot about the business of tile, and as well as tile installation techniques. Friends, excuse me for my throat or my voice this morning. I do seem to have picked up another cold here. So, like I said, while I was at Coverings, I got to discuss him and interview him, and we're going to listen to that. I'm going to share that with you, of course. It's a video, so if you're listening to this on audio, you might want to head over to YouTube to watch this. Now, before we get to that interview, because I knew and I had a hunch that others, countless others, had experienced the same life-changing transition that I experienced when I found his forms, I put a post out there to my communities and the tile communities that exist today and asked for some input or some reviews, if you will, or some commentary. And so I wanted to read some of these comments that some of you friends put out there because I wanted to honor John and let John know that, you know, he's such a humble guy, and I know he knows, but I think that, you know, if we can let the ones who have helped us know how much we appreciate it, that's the right thing to do, and it's certainly just a start. Now, for those of you who aren't on the John Bridge forums or don't know of it, maybe you don't remember the internet before Facebook. Why would you want to be on the John Bridge forums if there's already, you know, other areas you're in, maybe Facebook or whatever? Well, one solid reason, and this is definitely business related, is because the John Bridge forums is a Google searchable site, meaning these forums, these groups on Facebook are closed. You have to be a member to find it, right? So Google, anybody can go on Google, search how to install tile or search, I'm looking for a tile installer in my area, and they will probably most likely find the John Bridge forums very early in their search results from the years and years of talking about tile that's been going on in there. So just this morning, I went on there, and sure enough, one of the top posts was a homeowner, a potential customer for somebody who said, I'm looking for a tile professional in Rochester, New York area. So anybody listening to this in early June 2019, nobody had replied yet to that post. So if you're in the Rochester, New York area and you want to do some tile business, you might want to check out the John Bridge forums. So I'm going to read these interviews just like they were written. And I apologize in advance if I butcher your names or misspoke. Now, after this interview, stay tuned for another edition of the Tile Money Tips. And this one is with Ron Nash. It's a continuation of our discussions on negotiation tactics. And recently, we've been discussing counter tactics. So our customers are going to be negotiating with us, especially some of the GCs, the general contractors that we might do business with. So how do you counter tactic? How do you counter their negotiations with your own negotiations? So stay tuned for that. If you haven't been listening to these, you're going to want to go back. I've been getting great feedback on these, Ron, and we appreciate you sharing. Okay, let's kick this off with something that Chuck Paisley wrote. And he says, I remember when I first found this site, I think it was around 2000 already. I think it was around 2006. I thought to myself, this will be fun. Wait till I show these guys how much I know. Yeah, well, it was the other way around. I not only learned more about tile than I ever imagined, but how to run a business and also made some good friends. I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for JBF. Chuck, great sentiment. Thank you for sharing. I think we can all relate. Ron Holton writes, John is a great man. Not only is he diplomatic, genuine, witty, knowledgeable, and generous, but he also had the vision to create a forum where we could have passionate talks about our trade and maybe inspire others to love tile. He wasn't an opportunist looking to make a fast dollar. John genuinely cared about the craft of setting tile and wanted others to get some satisfaction out of doing it properly as well, and create a little community of tile enthusiasts without ever thinking about profiting from it. I appreciate that. It's rare. I'm sure he didn't expect it to grow into a powerful entity as it did. When something becomes big and successful, there will be jealousy and enemies, people trying to find something wrong with it. There was never anything wrong with John Bridge or his form. He remained charismatic and diplomatic and humble. I wish there were more John Bridges in the world. I joined in 2001. I was a 30-year-old tile setter without proper schooling. My grumpy father owned a tile store, but did not offer tile installation services. I knew some tile setters who taught me a few things over the years. Eventually, I went out on my own with all the wrong methods and practices. Soon, I realized that my teachers might be hacks and hooligans and just making up their own techniques. I went to the library and read some books about proper tile setting from the 1950s and 60s. That got me very interested in honoring the craft of tile setting. Then I discovered the John Bridge tile form. I was hooked. All the education about tile was here. I learned so much. Learned how to mud walls. Stayed up late communicating with like-minded tradespeople from all over North America and made friends. I really felt part of a group of good people. When in my local world, I felt alone. No other tile setter wanted to regale me with talks about tile and thinset and grout. They only wanted to brag about money or complain about difficult customers. All the nerds were at the John Bridge Tile Forum, and I connected with them. John Bridge is the originator and innovator in social media regarding tile setting, and he did it with class. I'm a big fan of him. Ron, thank you for sharing those sentiments. I can relate to those as well. How often have we all went through this life in this transition of tile setting and realized that our teachers were hacks? And it's nice to have a place to go to learn the proper ways. Moving on here, Sean Roddy commented, JB Form was the only place out there for help when I started my business. Being self-taught and too proud to ask for help, I would go to the JB Form or the Tile Doctor to get info to look smarter than the local competition. I would also go on whenever a new product came out to see the reviews. If they were bad, I would refuse to use the product. Sean, thank you for sharing these comments. Truly, we do improve and run better businesses with the help of our peers. Rod Catwick, he wrote, JBF changed my world. I made so many friends that share the same passion and sometimes sick and twisted sense of humor. Getting to know John Bridge has also been great. Excuse me, friends, frog in my throat. He has always supported the new advances in our trade as far as installation techniques. He is definitely a first-class citizen and a true gentleman. Thank you, John, for starting this tile world of ours. Rod, I agree. Your sense of humor is sick and twisted. Shane Gold writes, I would never have learned about coverings, CTEF, NTCA, gauge thin tile installations without John Bridge Forms. Thank you, sir. Shane brings a good point here. John Bridge Forms as well taught me about all those. I remember clicking links. There's a national tile organization for contractors. There's a place where people get together every year. Thousands of people congregate and talk about tile. There's a ceramic tile education foundation. What? So thank you, John, for introducing some of us to those wonderful organizations. Mark Christensen writes, I will never get tired of saying how much the John Bridge Forum changed my life and my business. I feel very fortunate to have found it and the friends and mentors that have influenced and enriched my life since. Facebook is fun for seeing cool ideas, fun connections, and day-to-day tile life stuff. But I gotta say, JB is where I learned the nitty-gritty details, the ins and outs of doing things the right way. Paul Lucia goes on to say, I would not be where I am today without the JBF. I check in about once a day. Most of the questions and are answered by the time I get there, but it's still nice to see what's happening. I get a few leads per week from the JBF, the John Bridge Forums. This is another powerful point. I mean, I mentioned this at the beginning. Here, Paul's getting a few leads per week. Earlier in life, Paul told me in our conversations that he believes he's the only tile setter on there besides John that lives in Houston. What a powerful thing, and what a funny world. Somebody from Houston starts a tile installation forum, and only one other tile contractor joins all these years later and is reaping the rewards. Paul, I think you owe John a cold beer. Brad Bessler wrote, I was just browsing over on the John Bridge Tile Forum and see there's folks looking for pros in Toledo, Ohio, Cleveland, Ohio, and Little Rock, Arkansas. For what it's worth, I've generally had a good experience with leads from the JBF. Most of the folks on there have done their homework and want the job done right. Sure, I've had some with unrealistic budgets where it didn't work out. But overall, it's still better than folks off the street, in my opinion. Brad, I agree and concur with you here. Friends, these DIY people, they can be a great source of business. You know, oftentimes they'll do all the demo work for you. And months later, their wives will say, honey, I think it's time we hire a professional. Trask Bergerson wrote, it was about 1995 when I was starting to get serious about finding more tile information on my own. I was spending time on a tile board out of Australia called InfoTile. John was active on that site too. I was in Borders Bookstore when I was amazed to find the same John Bridge was apparently an author. I purchased his first book, Setting Ceramic Tile, that day. I was instantly taken by his persona with his brief chapter on standing around. I found a phone number listed on the back of the book and called it. Unbelievably, John answered. I believe I was the first in the group of about 50 that registered as the John Bridge Forum began. Despite exponential growth in membership, it never lost its genuine and unpretentious family-friendly feel. I credit that place for teaching me and many by synergy how to tap into the proper industry resources and become far better at this trade. Trask, thank you for sharing. That's a great story. Here's a story for you, Trask. It was about 2008, 2007, when I first found the John Bridge Forums. And I remember seeing a lot of your posts, and I remember watching your business out of Oregon. And I remember kind of coveting your logo. So I stole your idea. And my first tile business logo had the same circle with an M instead of a B in the middle. So thank you, Trask, for sharing everything you've shared over the years in John Bridge. I've always been a fan of yours and your company and the way you present yourself online. And now that I met you in person, it goes the same, even more impressed. So I'm just amazed that you listen to my podcast and are part of my groups all these years later. How crazy this world is. And how small the tile world is, friends. Really, you know, and take advantage of it. Get involved, because you never know what the future might hold. I wish I had been more involved when I was younger. Moving on, Jack Hamilton, someone else who I've always respected, writes, JB is like the Yoda of tile social media. I have no lack of respect for him. He's one of my heroes and always will be. He's shared more unbiased knowledge with everyone than anyone I've ever met and continues to do so. Thank you for sharing that sentiment, Jack. Mick Volpone wrote, John is a gentleman, a mud man, artisan tile setter, pioneer, leader, and a good human being, as well as a friend. More than a few of us have great respect for him and his moderators for changing our industry somewhat and our destiny. It would be nice to see him get recognized for the good work that him and his team did for our industry. I agree, Mick. Damian Orion wrote, helped me tremendously. It was just a glimpse into the fact that I had no idea what I was doing. Damian, that's short and sweet, but I think we can all agree to that sentiment. Now, Shannon Huffstickler wrote, and if you don't know Shannon, you must be under a rock, but you can find her on Instagram as the Tile Girl, I believe, and she's all over Facebook and the internet in general. A great human being and a good tile setter as well. And a tireless rep. I mean that in the good way. She wrote, I'll tell you that if it weren't for him and some good friends of his, I have no idea where I might be today instead of the awesome place I've ended up. Once upon a time, before Facebook existed, when I was just a greenhorned young tile setter trying to find my way and learn my trade, my father introduced me to the John Bridge Forum. I spent hours and hours at night trolling through posts and learning as much as I could about materials and methods, so that I could be proud of the work I was putting out into the world. The guys in there took me in without hesitation, without question, without prejudice, and offered me their knowledge and wisdom of their experience freely and generously. When I landed my first huge high-end job that was way over my head, they rallied around me and got me through it, all 12 bathrooms. I felt like I had a whole team behind me, cheering me on and supporting me, and nailing that job changed the course of my entire career as a tile setter. I never could have done it if it weren't for the community of tile setters that I met in the JBF. And there wouldn't have been a JBF without John. So I am always honored to be near him and forever grateful for his contribution to the tile world. That experience early in my career, being lifted up, enriched, and carried by my peers, is absolutely the driving force behind my commitment to always doing everything I can for any of my tile family who reaches out for a helping hand. Fortunately, I've been blessed to work for a company who's made it my job to do just that. It's a debt of gratitude I'm happy to pay. It's a powerful thing when we get together and support each other. It's important. These days, there are a lot of forums we can go to and find our fellows. Lots of different branches of the same tree is the way I see it. But this here is the guy who planted that tree. Just wanted to say thank you, John. So, thank you for sharing that, Shannon. Hard to get through that. So, thank you, friends, for sharing your feelings and your thoughts. Thank you, John. So, here's some industry news. The National Tile Contractors Association is proud to announce that after several years of content development and application procedures, it has received formal acceptance into the National Apprenticeship System from the U.S. Department of Labor. The NTCA apprenticeship guidelines can now be used by the NTCA members to recruit new workers into their company, as it combines field experience with online learning through NTCA University, as well as designated classroom training, and can be managed by all levels of membership, from one apprentice through multiple students at any time. For more information on this program, contact Becky Serbin, NTCA Education and Curriculum Director, at email her, becky@tile-assn.com. And I'll have a link to her email address, as well as a link to tile-assn.com/page/NTCA apprenticeship, where you can find out all about this program. Now, friends, this is actually some really exciting news for our industry, and I'm excited to see how some of you are going to be taking advantage of this great apprenticeship program that the NTCA has put together. So, friends, without further ado, let's enjoy this interview that I was able to conduct with John Bridge. And after the interview, stay tuned for the Tile Money Tips with Ron Nash. And if you're enjoying this podcast, if you're enjoying these episodes, please share it with another tile contractor, friends. We can all grow together. Hello, tile friends. This is another edition of the Tile Money Podcast. This is a special edition. I'm so honored to be sitting down with John Bridge and discussing his tile installation business and also his forms that he made. John, thank you so much for agreeing to do this. How are you today?
It's my pleasure. I'm fine.
Good, good. So what year did you get started in the tile installation business?
About 1971, I think. Yeah, I was in the carpentry business before then, and I went broke. My older brother had a tile operation going in Phoenix, and it was almost, I'll paraphrase it, well, you screwed that up. Why don't you come out to my job and see what you can do? And I started mixing mud, so okay. That's how I did it.
What, did you see someone mix mud, or you? Because I know later in years you wrote about mud work and how to do it, but back then it was just a standard process.
Well, right? You know, somebody walks you up to the mud mixing box, hands you a hoe.
Yeah.
Says, no.
Now you start.
Move it from that end to this end, and then
yeah,
change positions, go back the other way. Okay. It's not rocket science.
I see. All right. Yeah, I'm from Minnesota, and I learned how to install tile in Tucson, Arizona. And the guy I learned from just happened to know mud work, so I feel blessed to have learned that.
as well. So
yeah.
Now I know you started the John Bridge Forums. What year was that?
That actually was the year 2000.
Okay.
March 2000. We kind of fooled around a little bit in 1999, but really didn't have the thing going. So yeah. The year 2000.
And you started that, why? I know it's primarily a DIY site. Is that true, or is that?
Yes, probably 75% to 80% DIY. Not DIY. Let's say consumers, civilians, people who are for one reason or another interested in tile and stone.
Uh-huh.
They may be wanting to qualify a contractor.
Yeah.
Know which questions to ask.
Yeah.
Just know something about tile so that they can hire.
Educate themselves before making the purchase.
Yeah. So people come there for that reason. Do-it-yourselfers, of course.
Yeah.
Anyone interested in any aspect of it.
I see. I appreciate you clarifying that for me and my audience, because there's a lot of value in that. And that's what I preach as well and talk about with some of my other contractor friends, is educating the neighborhoods we live in, the communities. But I like that approach, large scale, internet. That was forward thinking for the year 2099. So I want to congratulate you. I embarrassingly enough only had my own website for my business about 3 years ago. So I was really late to the game.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I understood the value of the internet early on.
Yeah.
Didn't know exactly where I was going to go there, but I knew that it wasn't going to go away.
Yeah.
And that it's an easy way to reach a large number of people. Right now, we've come down a little bit from our peak. But johnbridge.com is still the most visited tile information website in the world.
Yeah.
We've been number one for a long time, and to my knowledge, there's no real number two.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah.
There could be.
Yeah.
We try to do it right, though. We advertise ourselves to be the world's friendliest forum. I've run into a lot of people on the internet who are not.
Yeah, that is true. That's true. You know, it's funny though, because there is a large network of contractors on there and that have been on there. And I myself was on there in 2008 is when I joined. So I guess about 8 years after you opened up there. I remember I was on a road trip from New York to California. I was moving out to California, and my friend said, "You got to check, you know, a tile installer. You got to check out this website." And he showed me the thread. You'll know the name of "Show Us Your Best Work." Is that the name of the thread?
It's, what is it?
The thread in the professional section. "Show Us Your Best Work," where everybody has a picture of their.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of the name of it either. I know the one you speak about.
That's, you know, and so we spent hours perusing over that thread. And what it did, John, is it inspired me to take my game up, you know, step it up a notch. And then when I received my license in 2008, I had so many questions. You know, how do you run a business? How do you sell your tile work? I was 25 years old, and I couldn't sell for my life, and I lacked the confidence. But being on the forums gave me that confidence, because I got to talk to people that were very similar to me. And I remember, you know, having some discussions with yourself and, you know, technical discussions as well as the business. So I really appreciated that. I wanted to ask you, though, over the years, you've probably spoken and watched hundreds of these discussions and partaken in these discussions online. What is the, you know, what would you say your biggest takeaway from all this has been? Your biggest takeaway from, you know, being part of this network, building this network?
Well, actually, I didn't do a lot. I started the website, I started the forum, and almost immediately other tile people arrived. And throughout the process, built the website, built the forum to what it is. So I take very little credit for what it is, only for starting it. And then it just happened. People came.
So it's the people. It's the people.
It is the people. And always has been, always will be. And they drive the forum. We just keep them from getting tangled up with one another. You know, we don't. We police it.
And like you said, it is it's a very friendly forum. I mean, you know, and that makes your job easier, I'm sure. A lot of these guys have known each other for a long time and have a really friendly atmosphere there. So I appreciate that.
I should say that we have moderators.
Work hard.
Who contribute their time and effort. They don't get paid. They're all volunteers. They love helping people. They like talking about the business. And they like the idea of furthering the industry as a whole.
Education.
So it's about those people too. So but I really haven't done a lot. My job is to visit people here.
Well, it looks like you've been enjoying yourself.
Chit chat.
The last day of coverings here. And I've seen you every day, and you know everybody, and it's
you know, I used to know everybody here, but now a lot of them have either retired or died. So there are quite a few people here that I don't know.
Well, you're well respected in the communities. Even in my community on Instagram, they know about you and they respect you. I had a post and there was quite a few.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I appreciate your humility. Normally, I like to ask this in the beginning of the interview, but I forgot. What do you do for hobbies over the years?
Well, I love woodworking.
Okay.
I built a wood shop at my place before I started building my house. And so I still do a lot of woodworking whenever I have an occasion. Traveling. I've been an RVer since I think 2006. 2005, 2006. Done a lot of traveling. That way. Janie and I still travel.
What's been your favorite place to visit?
Favorite place?
Yeah. Was there one that stood out?
Yeah. North America and Canada.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that answer.
Well, both countries are beautiful. You cannot possibly see everything that that North America has to offer. That includes Mexico too. I don't go to Mexico too much anymore. They're having their problems there, but Mexico is a wonderful country also.
Yeah, it's a beautiful country.
Yeah.
I used to love, daydream and even did some world traveling. But then when I realized, like you said, you don't really have to go far. Even in your own state, sometimes there's so much to see.
North America, you can go far.
You can go far. Yeah, well, that's true. But
Janie and I have driven to Alaska and back and across Canada.
Yeah.
West
to east.
Did
you do any fishing up there in Alaska?
No, I did a lot of fishing when I was a kid, and then somehow it just sort of went away. But we ate a lot of fish.
Good. No, that's a good deal.
So.
Well, I really appreciate you, John Bridge.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And thank you for taking some time out of your schedule here. I know my
all
listeners.
I have is time.
Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks.
All right, tile friends. I hope you enjoyed that interview with John Bridge as much as I enjoyed being the interviewee. My only regret is I feel like I was a little bit starstruck and a little bit underprepared with my questions for John. So I hope that I get a second chance in New Orleans and John is kind enough to sit down with me again. I look forward to seeing you again, John. Now, friends, we've got another Tile Money tip right now with Ron Nash. We've been talking about negotiation tactics. And today, Ron shares with us a cautionary tale. And Ron has titled this tip, "Always Ask How Much or You'll Get Taken." So I know you're going to enjoy this tale that Ron will tell you, something personal in his life, or his business life, I should say. And it's something that we should all ponder on and meditate on, and it's something we could apply in our daily business lives. Friends, I want to encourage you to go to my website, tilemoney.com, and sign up for my email newsletter. I'll be putting out a newsletter every week. I'll be getting a little bit personal, sharing some things that are going on in my life. I'll also be sharing some highlights of the Tile Money episodes, as well as what you can expect in the future episodes to come next week and the week after and so on and so forth. So friends, tilemoney.com, sign up for my newsletter. And as always, stay profitable out there.
The next tip here is a cautionary tip. And I'm going to give you a claim as an example, okay? I'm trying to hit everybody's buttons on this one. All right. This one's called "Ask How Much It Will Be or You Will Get Taken."
Okay.
Okay. Here's what I mean. Once the work is done, you've trapped yourself into something called a fait accompli. Basically, you've already spent the money. Change orders. Huge tactic for general contractors is to get a contractor to do a change order without documentation.
Okay.
Okay. So for example, homeowners do this all the time, especially on super high-end projects. Finding out who the decision maker is key and critical. When you're doing a high-end remodel, if the homeowner's wife can come in and change where outlets go and change the specification on the tile and change the pattern of the tile, if she's authorized to do that, great. Get her to put things in writing. Because otherwise, what will happen is you won't know how much you have out. They won't know how much the extras cost, and you will basically have trapped yourself into a fait accompli, which is you've already finished the job. They don't know how much it costs. You have no contract.
Yeah,
it's a bad situation. So never do that. Always ask how much. And part of asking how much is also telling how much. Okay, great. I can move those outlets. They'll cost $200 for the move. Is that okay for me to do? Great. Okay, great. I'm going to have... And I strongly suggest you guys work with electronics that you can make change orders on the fly.
Yeah.
Suggest it.
Right, so on your phone, email them.
On your phone and email them, whatever. But I strongly, strongly suggest that you get things in writing.
Yeah. This is a weak point, I think, for me. It's been a weak point in my business. I know a lot of my friends, it's a weak point. You know, as installers, we're there, we're working. They ask us for something, you know, we're going to keep working. But if it's on our phone, that gives us that advantage to say, okay, you want this? Okay, you know it's going to be that much. We have to do this, friends. Otherwise, they're not going to expect it. They should. It makes sense. They ask for more work. It makes sense there would be more money. But unless we let them know, okay, it's going to be this. And then open your phone app, make the adjustment and say, email has been sent. Please approve it with a yes or a confirmation. Yeah.
And if you don't have that technology in your business, get it. Yeah. Period.
It's free in most cases.
It's free in most cases. And this is the year 2019, man. Come on, get with it. All right. So make sure that you're not writing open checks. And I have one story as a sales rep, a mistake that I made in my company. First of all, I will tell you that, my company is fantastic. They let people make mistakes. All right. And I have made millions of dollars mistakes for Latitude. I'm not going to lie to you. I've made a lot of mistakes, but we have a saying, Dr. Rothberg, the founder of our company, said, keep the receipt. You can make the mistake, but keep the receipt. And I'm going to pass that on to you. Okay. What that means is only make a mistake one time. Okay. And in this case, I'm going to explain to you a mistake that I made, and I kept the receipt. All right. So we had a grout issue with a weird stone. And I still to this day don't even know what the stone was. It was some sort of a soapstone or whatever.
Okay.
The guys had the grout everywhere. It was a terrible job. They didn't do a good job on the grout. They had the grout everywhere. It was hazed like crazy. And it was a customer that I really liked, and I wanted to help out. And I was trying to be eager to help. And I said, look, I'll tell you what. This is how you remediate the situation. I will participate. I will help you absorb some of the costs for this. Let's just take care of the customer first, get this done, and then get back with me.
Okay. So you wrote an open check there.
Sounds really nice, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great sales rep, right? Yeah. Everybody loved me.
Yeah.
$15,000 later.
Yeah.
I get this email. Hey, Ron, here's the invoice for fixing that grout problem you were out on. Can go ahead and send me the check.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a bad deal. It was a bad situation. And then it put me in a really bad spot. I had to try to figure out how to navigate this. It put me in a bad spot. Not really with the company. I mean, I had to tell my boss at the time. I was a sales rep. I had to tell my boss at the time. And I was like, I did say this, you know, all this. So anytime anybody says, yeah, go ahead and take care of the problem and we'll reimburse you.
Yeah.
Understand when the bill comes, you're going to be in an argument.
Okay.
So stop doing that. Don't do that, because ask how much or you'll get taken.
Yeah.
All right. By the way,
I
was able to negotiate with the guy. We got it down to a point where we were able to work it out and everything was fine. But it taught me a very, very, very valuable lesson that I'm passing on to you for free. So that's my receipt.
No, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Sharing.
All right. So
hashtag own it, right?
Hashtag own it. Exactly. That was my deal. And I've made bigger ones than that. That's actually a tiny one. Right on. All right. So, here's another one. Take it or leave it.